What's your current sort of perception of how you see the classification of breast cancer? In the past, we've had sort of very anatomic, histologic approach. Now, more and more genomic, proteomics. What's your current approach, and how do you sort of think through breast cancer from a classification perspective?
Well, it's been very interesting to watch the new classifications of breast cancer evolve. In a way, it's almost been expected, and it's very interesting that now that we can look at numerous proteins and genes at a time and use very sophisticated computer analytic techniques, that we're seeing that breast cancers do seem to classify themselves into distinct categories by these gene expression profiles. And what I think is interesting is that they do follow the classifications that we have known for a long time. One of the major classifications is hormone receptor positive versus not. Within the ER-positive subgroup, there's two subgroups that have been termed luminal A and luminal B. The luminal A's have a very good prognosis. Luminal B's don't, and that might be a group of patients where we look for additional therapies.
Why are they called luminal?
The reason they're called luminal is that the gene expression pattern that these cells have is similar to the luminal cells of the breast duct. The basal cells of the breast duct, which are the less differentiated ones, also have an expression pattern that correlates with a different set of breast cancers, the so-called basal type. And these cancers are more aggressive, and they are characterized by being negative for both estrogen and progesterone receptor, as well as negative for HER2. They tend to have a higher proliferative index, and they tend to have other targets that might be druggable. For example, they express the MYC oncogene, they express EGFR, they express c-KIT. So there's a lot of interest in this subtype as well.
What other subtypes?
The other one is what's called the normal breast subtype, and these are tumors that have an expression pattern that actually looks like normal breast cells. But interestingly, their prognosis isn't as good as the luminal A's. And then the final group is what's called the HER2-positive group, and this one tends to track mostly with HER2-positive cases.
Do you see these same kinds of gene expressions in subsets of other tumors from other organ sites?
Not precisely in this classification. Less work has been done in other tumor types, but there does seem to be a basal versus non-basal expression pattern that is now arising from other solid tumors. And then in the case of lymphoma, where a lot of work has been done, the classification system is very different, and it seems to be very accurate in terms of some of the genetic changes we've seen. For example, mantle cell lymphomas, which we know are characterized by specific chromosomal translocations that lead to the overexpression of cyclin D, do generate such a distinct pattern that when the pathologist has a hard time sorting this out, the gene expression can actually help save the day.